KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we still have dense fog in the listening area. Dense fog advisory remains in effect until 9 o'clock for the entire KJAN listening area. Otherwise, we expect it to be sunny today, a high of 67. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In local news, two people were hurt during a collision early this morning here in Atlantic. The crash between a van and a pickup happened at around 7:35 a.m. at the intersection of 6th and Maple Streets. The injured were transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance. No other details are currently available. The Creston Police Department reports a resident told authorities that someone slid a tire on his vehicle that was parked near his home. The incident, which took place sometime between 8 p.m. Wednesday and 5 p.m. on Thursday, resulted in a loss of about $85. Authorities also report 33-year-old Troy Williams of Creston was arrested Thursday evening and charged with driving while suspended. Williams was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. A panel of state senators has grilled a key state administrator over moves to close the state-run mental health institutes, or MHIs, in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant. But Department of Human Services Director Chuck Palmer may still win confirmation from senators to keep his job for another 4 years. Palmer told senators he had recommended that the facilities be closed, but the governor made the final decision out of a list of significant budget-cutting options Palmer drew up.
The budget has driven some of our decisions, more quickly than what some of us would like, but that's the reality that I've faced.
Senator Rich Taylor, a Democrat from Mount Pleasant, says he's not come across a single person who thinks closing the two facilities is a good idea.
I've always respected you. I've always thought you did a good job until recently.
Senate President Pam Yocum, a Democrat from Dubuque, echoed those concerns.
Maybe there's a master grand plan out there on what we're going to do with all the folks that have been in these MHIs, but we've not heard it.
Palmer told senators he believes there will be enough space in privately run facilities to care for patients who would have been sent to the substance abuse and mental health units in Mount Pleasant and the psychiatric unit in Clarinda for elderly patients.
That's not to discount the significant impact on those communities and on the fine staff that's there. So I don't want to minimize that. These are people that I've worked with, and these are people, frankly, I care about. So these are not easy decisions.
Some senators also raised concerns about a plan to hire managed care companies to run Iowa's $4.2 billion Medicaid program, plus last year's decision to close the state-run Iowa Juvenile Home. Senator Joel Bolcom, a Democrat from Iowa City, told Palmer he has a really hard job.
I think a lot of what you have to do is put a smiley face on a lot of decisions made in this building by your boss and the people down in the Department of Management.
Palmer's boss, Governor Terry Branstad, has asked Palmer to continue to serve as leader of the largest agency in state government. Two-thirds of the state Senate must vote to confirm him for another 4-year term. Senator Steve Saunders, a Democrat from state senator, will be a no on that.
And I would like everyone to keep this mantra, Chuck, Chuck.
Palmer must get the backing of at least 34 senators to keep his job. He made his pitch Thursday.
Why would I be interested in continuing? One, because I really am committed and I really believe deeply in what we've been able to do. I consider myself a problem solver and a bridge builder. I consider myself very open to input.
Palmer, who is 76 years old, served as the Director of Human Services from 1989 through 1999 until Governor Branstad left office. Palmer returned to the department in 2011 when Branstad returned to the governor's office. A state senator is calling on rural Iowans to boycott Des Moines in the wake of a lawsuit filed against three northwest Iowa counties. Des Moines Waterworks officials claim officials in Buena Vista, Calhoun, and Sac counties have failed to adequately manage drainage districts in their area, causing nitrate levels in the downtown water or the downstream water to rise to record levels. Senator Randy Feenstra, a Republican from Hull, says farmers from around the state bring a lot of business to Iowa's capital city.
We go there to vacation, we go there to shop, and I look at it and say, hey, if they're against rural Iowa, then we do not need to support their economic industry and to a point of maybe we should boycott Des Moines. Des Moines is being very arrogant in their mentality on this issue.
Governor Branstad and Iowa Agriculture Secretary Bill Northey have also criticized Des Moines Water Works, claiming voluntary efforts to reduce nitrate levels will improve water quality. Veenstra believes over the past decade, giant steps have been taken to clean up Iowa's waterways.
I just think it's maybe time to send Des Moines a clear message and say, you know what, if you don't appreciate the farming community, then maybe we should stop going to your community and spending our funds there.
Leaders of Des Moines Water Works claim the nitrates spilling into the Raccoon River in northwest Iowa are threatening central Iowa's drinking water supply and driving up the cost to remove pollutants. Officials of the Council Bluffs Fire Department say Pottawatomie County conservation officials will be conducting some prescribed burns within the city limits of Council Bluffs. The controlled fires will take place between March 20th and the end of April to reduce the amount of fuel and threat of a potential wildland fire, along with promoting better hydrology for the environment. The burns are expected to take place in two locations, the area north of 25th Street and south of Narrows Park along the Missouri River, and in the Vincent Bluff area, northeast of Harry Langdon Boulevard, southwest of Madison Avenue, north and west of Woodbury Avenue in Council Bluffs. The prescribed burns will only take place if weather conditions are conducive to ensuring a safe environment. And due to the ever-changing forecast, the decision to conduct the burns will be made only 24 hours in advance. So if you lived in the affected neighborhoods, you should contact the Council Bluffs Fire Department with any health concerns you might have, such as a respiratory condition, that will require a day of notification. If you have any questions or concerns, you can call the Council Bluffs Fire Department at 712-328-4646. And a citation has been upheld against a dental hygiene professor at Iowa Western Community College for allowing students to perform dental work unsupervised. The Daily Nonpareil reports a dental hygiene students performed several services, including applying fluoride varnishes, without the supervision of a licensed dentist as part of the Family Incorporated's iSmile program, which offers free clinics at schools and other sites across Pottawatomie and Mills counties. The professor was fined $75 on February 25th by the Iowa Dental Board. The professor has an active license with the Dental Board and is in good standing according to the board's database. A spokesman for Iowa Western's dental hygiene program said the school inadvertently did not follow a standard in the Iowa Dental Code and has taken steps to make sure that their clinical activities follow the standards of the dental profession. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.